This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, October 12th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In God's providence, American pastor Andrew Brunson may be returned to the U.S. by the Turkish government in the coming days after an agreement was reached between senior Trump administration officials and Turkish officials, reports NBC News. Brunson has been imprisoned or under house arrest for 2 years on false charges of terrorism. Please pray for his hearing before a Turkish court today and for his quick release. Christians in southern India have experienced increased persecution, suffering 60 attacks in the first 9 months of 2018, compared with 36 attacks over the same period last year. Meanwhile, Hindu parliamentarian Rakesh Sinha in India wants to expel all Christian missionaries from the country, saying he wants India to be a Hindu nation, and that Christianity has damaged Indian culture, reports UCA News. Sinha failed to mention the work of William Carey and other Christian missionaries who led many in India to Christ, established churches and learning institutions, introduced the printing press to India, and successfully banned infanticide and the Indian practice of widow burning. Psalm 92, verses 5 and 6 says, O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison recently defended new proposals that would allow religious schools in the country to turn away teachers or students whose sexual orientation or pretended sexual identity violates the school's religious beliefs. Also, officials in the UK are dropping a requirement for private junior schools to introduce children to homosexual lifestyles, reports the Sunday Times. Last month, the European Union voted to strip Hungary of its voting rights, supposedly over Hungary undercutting democracy, reports CBN News. Hungary's Foreign Minister Peter Szijjarto told CBN News that his country rejects the valueless agenda of the European Union as Hungarians want to retain their Christian heritage.
If Europe is not going to find the way back to the Christian roots and Christian heritage, then Europe will not be strong again. We want to keep Hungary as a Christian country according to the roots and heritage. We are a very family-oriented nation. You know, in the Constitution, we speak very clearly that marriage is an institution between a man and a woman.
Psalm 33, verse 12 says, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. Hurricane Michael tore through Florida's panhandle on Wednesday, causing widespread damage and at least 6 deaths. As of yesterday, over 1 million homes and businesses were without power as Michael moved quickly across the southeast toward the Atlantic Ocean. Michael took the nation by surprise, turning quickly from a tropical storm into the third most powerful hurricane to hit the U.S. on record. Last week, the South Carolina House of Representatives voted to uphold Republican Governor Henry McMaster's line-item veto of millions of federal and state family planning dollars, some of which would have gone to Planned Parenthood abortion mills. McMaster also issued an executive order disqualifying abortion mills as Medicaid providers, reports LifeSite News. While church attendance is falling in the U.S., those identifying as witches and pagans has grown, especially among the millennials, reports the Christian Post. Trinity College in Connecticut found that Wiccans grew from 8,000 in 1990 to about 340,000 in 2008. In 2014, Pew Research found over 1 million people identified as Wicca or pagan. Ephesians 6:12 says, For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And finally, a Russian rocket took off yesterday with U.S. astronaut Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexei Ovchinin, bound for the International Space Station, reports the BBC. However, 2 minutes after liftoff from Kazakhstan, the booster rocket malfunctioned, triggering an emergency landing. The astronauts fell back to Earth in their capsule, landing safely about 300 miles northeast of the launch site. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, quote, "Thank God the crew is alive," end quote. Now there's a nice Friday surprise. A Russian governmental official not only acknowledging God, but thanking him. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, October 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.